This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
He brought back!
Everybody, and welcome to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila, Arvin, the people who are always there for you. I think is more appropriate than ever for our review today, because we are talking about the one where they get back together, or the Friends, or Friends the Reunion, which of course just dropped last week.
I don't know about you guys, but you know, I was so excited about this from the time I heard. I cried in 10 seconds. I was also really glad that it wasn't an actual episode and rather it was more of the actual actors revisiting. Say what you will, and we probably will say more serious things later, but I loved watching this.
Yeah, same. I loved it. I loved like every 1.5 hours the program was. I loved like every minute of it. But honestly, I don't know how to describe my feelings for Friends the Reunion. Like, I don't know what to say about the format of the show. I've no personal feelings for that at all. I would have liked a 2-hour set of just them chatting with each other.
100%.
I don't even care if they were mic'd up. You could just see them in the same room. That vibe was good enough. A review of the reunion as a show is like, it was what it was. That's my feeling.
I think you need two hats, La. The fan hat and the critic hat. And yes, they are very different responses. Mm.
So I have very strong opinions actually about the format. Let's talk about that for a bit, right? So it is the reunification, can I call it that, of Friends?
The merging.
Yes. It's 17
years. First time
years,
in 17 years.
Yeah. That they're all back together. And the way that the 1.5 hours, almost 1 hour, 40 minute thing is structured is that essentially they visit the set. There are scenes where they're just talking. They're interspersed with scenes of them doing table reads of famous scenes from the episodes, interspersed with there's a trivia game show in which they, the famous one where they lost the apartments, where they ended up swapping apartments. They kind of reenact that to introduce guest stars. And then they also had a sit down with James Corden moderating the sort of interview. And I think that there are clear weak spots for me. The friends just sitting down talking is fantastic and will always be fantastic when it's just the six of them. I think when you start inserting other people, that's when I have some issues.
I completely agree. The joy and magic of Friends has always been Monica, Chandler, Ross, Joey, Phoebe.
Yep.
Did I miss anyone out?
Rachel!
You know who I mean, the friends. And the six actors who play them. Now, whether you see them as the characters or whether you see them as the actors, it's wonderful anytime. And I think that's what makes this show special, right? Because we've kind of known this before, but we also see it in this reunion. They love each other. They really like each other as people, not just the characters. Mm-hmm. And so it's great. I didn't need to see James Corden sort of inserting himself into this world.
Thank you.
He brings the pace down in a weird way. It almost felt like essentially the creators behind this came up with 10 different ideas of what a potential Friends reunion special could look like and decided to chuck all 10 of it into this and hope that, I don't know, 5 of these will stick.
Yeah, yeah, it completely felt that way. Also, James Corden likes to make everything about himself, and I felt like that's not fair. It's supposed to be about the friends, right? I didn't mind the talk show format. I would have liked a better host. So someone like Graham Norton, Conan O'Brien, they would have done like a much better job at bringing out some sort of chemistry or the sense of humor, or just getting them to sort of mingle in not such an awkward way when they were squished together on that couch. James Corden didn't do it, so it was a complete waste of time and complete waste of whatever they were trying to do with that format.
I think it's made worse by the fact that you see them without him. So if they yes. only had, you know, the seven of them, right, with this one interloper trying to like insert himself into conversation, it wouldn't have felt so intense. But because the bulk of the show, and I think that they recognize the strength of it and the weakness of it. So because the bulk of the show is really the six of them talking amongst each other and saying, do you remember mm-hmm. that? Do you remember this? And being on the set again, you know, both in Monica and Rachel's apartment, as well as Central Perk, because you know that they don't need anybody, it makes it that much worse when you have this awkwardly hosted segment. What did you guys make of the celebrity participation?
I thought that was equally weird and unnecessary. I very much actually liked the fact that they kind of got different people around the world, not famous people, but just regular people, to share their attachment to friends. That was actually quite sweet. You know, there was one particular woman who talked about how she said something really profound about how you should sleep really well at night, the cast of Friends, because of how many lives you've saved. And, you know, it felt real. It felt true when she said that, because a show like Friends, I've certainly had really difficult times in my life where the show saw me through it. So I can understand. And so those things are profound, not really as profound when BTS or Kit Harington or David Beckham tell us the same thing. I don't think I needed to see those things. I also didn't need to see Cara Delevingne dressed up as the holiday armadillo.
So that I wanted to say that I appreciated that they kept the celebrities to minor bits and pieces. So they would just pop up and say how, you know, they loved Friends or pretend that they loved Friends or whatever they were trying to do. I never thought I would say this, but seeing Justin Bieber as Sputnik was something. And he did his part. He didn't hog, you know, he didn't take up time.
I didn't realize it was him until they said it.
And so that's the thing, right? You don't steal the limelight away from the stars of the show. So that was okay. I didn't care for the other celebrities. The thing that I had a problem with, and I don't know if it was a bit or if it was not, was Lady Gaga and Phoebe. I don't know if that was Lady Gaga performing, or was it supposed to be a skit where she's annoying Phoebe for stealing her thunder?
Like the lady in the actual episode who did. Interesting, because Lady Gaga was the only celebrity cameo I enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
So that one was filmed, I think, so the thing about the production of this special was that it had been postponed because of pandemic reasons. And so I think it had been postponed twice. But if I'm not mistaken, this was shot in, I want to say, April. And the sequence with Phoebe or with Lisa Kudrow, or Loosh, as they all call her, and Lady Gaga was shot in November. So I think it's to that point about how they're kind of piecing it together, that's also maybe why the piecemeal feeling is there. It's because they kind of shot things at random spots. I felt like the Lady Gaga sequence actually encapsulated what was so great and not great about the what are we calling this? The episode, I suppose, the reunion. And that is the fact that I do think it was sweet and I do think it was heartfelt. It had nostalgia in it. You have Lisa Kudrow doing her Phoebe smelly cat voice, you know, which is very particular. But it felt also at the same time contrived. So it was both contrived and sincere. And I think that that's how a lot of the special felt.
You're right, you know, you're right. Because, I mean, do we really believe that the six of them were sitting in, I don't know, Monica's living room and that they hadn't done 20 takes off that same thing? If I think about it, no, I don't believe it. But I'm quite happy to believe that, no, this is just how they are. And the cameras are just flies on the wall. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that when it's them, when it's the six of them, there is a real sweetness to the center of it. And also
they can sell me anything.
Yeah, no, yes. I agree. And you see you see them sort of move in and out of like their characters and themselves so seamlessly that it really helps you sort of retroactively look back at the show and go, well, I can believe that that's what they really are like. And I don't know, I think as a fan, for the nostalgia factor, there's something very powerful about that.
And that's because of the amount of time they spend on the show, right? So even if you watch Friends like from the earlier seasons and then you move into the later seasons, they're not the same people that they started out to be. Like, you can see the progression and how they change, like, character-wise. A lot of their own personalities start to seep into the characters that they play. And I think when it ended, they just became like a weird hybrid of themselves plus the people that they were playing on the show. And I love that. I also wanted to say, though, the reunion made me hate the passage of time, like literally just time in general, because like watching them, they've aged, except for Jennifer Aniston, who looks exactly the same. All of them have aged. And I hated seeing them age, like on a very internal level. I was like, why do they look like this? You know, and I know why they look like that. It's been 17 years. But yeah, I hate the fact that time exists.
The passing of time, the bitter, bitter passing of time, yep, is also why the nostalgia hits so hard, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those, it's a very weird thing to talk about, but I think we all loved it and enjoyed it. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that because I feel like I spent the first half just slamming James Corden. So we're talking today about Friends, the reunion, or the one where they get back together. Oh, you know, we've not actually talked that much about Friends on the show by design because we all knew that there would be no coming back from it. But this is our opportunity. So do you love Friends? Did you watch the reunion episode? Let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Hello, everybody. You are still listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. And we're talking about the one where they get back together, which is otherwise known as Friends, the Reunion, a reunion special that just dropped, which saw all six of them coming back together, sitting on the couch in Monica and Rachel's living room. I just can't. So I wanted to talk about the stuff that I really loved. So aside from the fact that the six of them reminiscing was a beautiful thing, I loved the table reads. They have these sequences where they're all just seated around a round table, kind of reenacting like the scene with the jellyfish on the beach or the scene where...
I'm sorry. The original episode, but also the table read, I couldn't stop. Yeah.
Or the scene where Phoebe finds out about Chandler and Monica and the minor. And, you know, just all of it. They also had a lot of bloopers, which I loved so much. You know, so for example, like Pivot is probably one of the single funniest things on television ever. Yeah. And to see the ways in which they disintegrated doing Pivot was just, it made my whole life. I was so happy.
You know, I was happy, and it's also kind of weird to realize that we've probably watched these episodes many more times than they have. Because sometimes they'll mention, like, I don't remember that episode, or, oh, did we really do that? Or it's like they're watching some of these for the first time.
Yep.
And I'm like, whoa, that's really weird. Like, I know your scene better than you know your scene. I loved all of those things. The other thing I really enjoyed was hearing from the writers. So we have Kevin S. Bright, David Crane, and Marta Kaufman. And they kind of talk about the process of, you know, the behind the scenes, the process of creating the characters, casting them. And all those stories are so great. I think my favorite was probably how they talked about, because Monica and Chandler are my favorite, like they are my favorite couple in the show.
Yeah.
And they talked about how that was never going to be a thing until they realized, you know, when the episode aired, when they're in London and, you know, they were together that night, and how huge the response was. When they showed that scene, I remembered watching that scene.
Yep.
I remembered how I felt when they revealed both of them in bed together. And I was, I don't know, like there's something so lovely about that creation process, and I loved hearing from them.
I love that scene because you know that they had to pause, right? You hear the audience like cheering and there's no way they can go on. And I love that they kept that entire thing in the actual show. Like the show isn't edited to keep the audience out. Like you hear them and how long it goes. And then
we don't get sitcoms like that
anymore.
You
don't. You don't get that anymore. Also, I want to say the table reads just proves how good they are as actors. And I know it's a new trendy thing to sort of go like, like, oh, they were just sitcom actors, or they were not that good as actors themselves and stuff. But the comedic timing and how quickly they fit into their roles and they slip back into those skins, mm-hmm. it's incredible to watch. And they are so good at the table read and also as themselves, just either like quote-unquote pranking each other or pulling off jokes on one another. The comedic timing is so, so good. And that only happens when you have like 10 years of a show where you are so comfortable and sort of like you've built up actual organic chemistry with one another.
The bug in Phoebe's hair. That scene, like you couldn't write that, man.
Yep.
I think, you know, this is just one of those lightning in a bottle. They cast the correct people. They cast so carefully. And then they had that decade to build on that chemistry. Mm. And something that I also feel is really, really underrated when it comes to the Friends cast, aside from the fact that often, I mean, I actually think that Jennifer Aniston, regardless of her movie choices, is such a fine comedian. And she doesn't get that credit because of Rachel, fundamentally, yep. even though she should get the credit because of Rachel.
Horrible bosses.
You know. So, but the thing is that I love how great the physical comedy is when it comes to Friends. They've always been fantastic, and you see it more and more when you rewatch it, as I have done many times over the years. The amount of pratfalls, the amount of climbing all over each other, the amount of wrestling with sofas, like just all that stuff is so great. There's one sequence where they show Matt LeBlanc just running in and falling over and over again. And it's so good.
No, and I think that's partly why the show has managed to survive so long versus, say, and so internationally versus something like Seinfeld, for example. Mm. And I think it also set the tone for shows that came after for a combination of, yes, clever lines and performances, but this ensemble cast. How I Met Your Mother mimics a lot of that frame that Friends has, the funny physical interactions and watching
the coffee shop,
the sort of games or you know, and all of these, you know, when you rewatch how it was put together, you almost can't figure out how it happened, how six people who were strangers to each other came together and worked and built this thing. There's something quite beautiful about it and what a big part it's made in, what a big part it's become of so many people's lives, right? Which brings me back to the thing you mentioned earlier, nostalgia, because I think to me at the end, that was what, it was this sad sense of a kind of beautiful thing that's now gone. Hmm. And I think that's the thing I'm still trying to work out.
That being said, though, I wanted to stay gone because this...
Absolutely.
This special put like a small amount of fear in me, that the fear of revival, like someone will look at this and go like, ooh, these guys can make a lot of money, or ooh, you know, they can do things on screen still together. And I never want to see that happen. Like they've said on the show that the writers, the creators, they tied up all the stories perfectly, they put a bow on it, and they don't want to continue their stories. But Joey was a thing, and Joey went on for 2 seasons, and that was them attempting to continue the Friends story, right? I never want to see that happen. Like, just leave it alone. It's sad that Friends ended, and I'm okay having that sadness than being sad that it came back and failed, because that's something that I never ever want to see.
No. I'm definitely on the side of no more. As I said, I'm even glad that this was not an actual episode.
Episode.
I was barely on board with this one. I think when it was first announced, I had so many mixed emotions because all they said was a new Friends episode and they weren't clear, right? Like, I don't want to see Monica and Chandler in Connecticut. Like, I really don't need that.
No.
And so I didn't know what they were going to do. For all its faults, and there are just a few. It's overstuffed, right? It's overproduced. But for its flaws, it's perfect. It does exactly what you want it to do from this well-loved worldwide phenomenon that ended so long ago, that ended almost 20 years ago. That's fine. But see, James Corden had to ask. Like, so, but I think just opening the door to this idea of a movie I just don't want that. I don't think that people really do. Also, the way they ended the series was great. And the way they ended this episode was actually also really beautiful. Matthew Perry wasn't featured very heavily in the episode. He apparently had emergency dental surgery before, which is why his face looked different and all that. But he ended it so beautifully, talking about how special people are to them, talking about the connection that they still have with each other. And I don't want more than that. I think if you've got a good ending, stick it. And they did.
I couldn't agree more. I think that the show ended well. I think the actors have gone on to become icons in a particular way. Anything more is only going to drag that down. And I don't want the legacy of a show that's very, very important to me to end that way.
Wasn't it like David Schwimmer said that this is the last time they'll ever be together in the same place and they're not going to do this again in 17 years or something to that effect?
Lisa Kudrow said it, I think, when James Corden asked. And she was spot on when she said, I don't think anyone wants to see me singing Smelly Cat at 50. No, saying Floopy at 50, she said.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. This is a show that was about a particular phase in people's lives. I don't think we want a different phase with those same people.
I honestly hope that, you know, when whatever they wanted to do, they wanted to have a reunion, they honestly wanted to have like a continuation and stuff. I hope they look at this and treat this the same way they did the series. That, like, you know, Lynn, you mentioned like lightning in a bottle. Just treat this as lightning in a bottle. It miraculously worked out even during like pandemic season. And just leave it alone. And, you know, and let people watch this if they want to watch the Friends again. Otherwise, they can just go watch like individual different projects that all of them have done. And they've done like some good projects, all of them.
Favorite bits. If you had to pick one favorite bit from this run, what was it?
The jellyfish table read.
For me, it's the table read where Ross and Rachel kiss for the first time. And they try to recreate it, and it's as intense on the table as it is in the episode. And I'm like, oh my God. That's what I was saying. They're such good actors. They can just like slip back in.
I loved both of those so much. I just loved Pivot.
I didn't want to say Pivot because I say Pivot all the time.
I wanted to throw up from laughing. Like, it was just really funny to me. That as well as there's one sequence with Matt LeBlanc where they're sort of looking at the old set and where they've all kind of signed their names. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it because it was so good, but it's like a perfect amalgamation of actor and character, and it was perfect. We've been talking today about Friends, the reunion, which just dropped last Thursday, I think, May 27th. Let us know, did you love Friends in its heyday? Have you rewatched it since? And did you watch this reunion episode? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, write to us at movies@bfm.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.